Today, we head north to a special place called Lake Villa. Hang out with us today, and we'll show you why Lake Villa should be your hometown. Brought to you by McDonald's and the Village of Lake Villa. Here's John.
Yeah, that's me. So Lake Villa, population about 9,000, northwest portion of the Chicagoland area with something called the Chain o' Lakes. Ted Nielsen is the owner and president and CEO of something called Nielsen Enterprises, which sells motorsport vehicles and boats and snowmobiles and that sort of thing up that way. Hey, Ted, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Hey, good morning, John. How are you doing?
I'm real good. So you are, I threw snowmobiles in there because I read that you are in the Snowmobile Hall of Fame. Do you also sell snowmobiles?
Oh, you bet. We sell fun. Welcome to Lake Villa, hometown of USA.
The hometown of USA?
Yeah, this is the best town you're going to find out here.
So you are in the Snowmobile Hall of Fame. I didn't know that was a thing. How does somebody get in the Snowmobile Hall of Fame?
Well, you know, gosh, John, we race snowmobiles. And we first of all, we started out selling them. It was a passion of us early on. And we love snow. When we got snow, you know, my God, we haven't gotten snow here in the last few years. But when we had snow, everybody would go up north and snowmobiling was a very big, innovative type thing. It was just coming in the beginning, and we thought we'd jump on board with this. And as my family loves snowmobiling, so we thought, hey, what better can we do but sell them, you know?
How's business these days for motorsport vehicles, boats, snowmobiles? How is business out there?
Well, you know, we sell fun, you know, and that's motorcycles and ATVs and side-by-sides and boats. We've grown in Lake Villa quite a bit. We attract a lot of people into Lake Villa just from outside the area. You know, we'll draw from probably anywhere from Chicago to Rockford to Milwaukee. We do a great job of servicing and selling the product, and I think the people welcome that.
Yeah. Well, I think the economy probably can support the sorts of toys that you sell these days, too. Is business good?
Oh, yeah. You know, we thought that when COVID came along, that COVID would be an absolute down for us. We closed for a couple of weeks, and then we found out that everybody wanted to get outside and get away from crowds of people and stuff. Yeah. And so we actually got into a more better selling season. So the manufacturers started running out of product, and sure enough, we were doing very, very well. And so actually the COVID actually pushed our business forward.
You were like the swimming pool contractors then, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. In fact, that you could buy a used swimming pool, but then there was a market for used sport utility vehicles or Winnebagos or Airstream trailers. I mean, those were just precious for a while. Is there a used market for some of the things you sell?
Oh, definitely. We can't get enough of the used product because I think it's very affordable for the people that can't afford the new, but it seems like we're just experiencing a very much of a get outside, and that's what Lake Villa is all about. You know, I mean, Lake Villa has been becoming a very popular town just because of all the hiking, the biking, boating, and we're in the middle of the lakes region. I've listened to some of your other interviews today on the radio, and everybody's explained what Lake Villa is all about, but I would like to put Lake Villa out here as just, it's like I said before, hometown USA. I mean, people are very friendly. Everybody wants to do things and get outside. It's a great place to raise your family. We got great schools. We got good police protection. We absolutely think Lake Villa is probably one of the top towns in northern Illinois.
It's really a growing town, too. I was looking at a chart that showed the population growth, and it used to be just a sleepy, small little town. Now you're close to 10,000 people, it looks like. Is it a bedroom community? Do people come in and work downtown or in other suburbs? What's the population there like?
Well, you know, we have been so blessed with some of the historical stuff, and we won't talk about it because I know that they've talked about it earlier and with you on the telephone here this morning. But on the historical side of this, we had, you know, just a great avenue here for outdoor, like I said before, anything that has to do with your entertainment of being just playing outside, you know, and that's, I think that's one of the reasons why our business has grown so much. Now, we haven't sold within Lake Villa because the population isn't that big, but we do sell fun. And it, I think that's one of the attributes that we have here, because if somebody wants to raise their family here, I mean, we got great schools, like I said, and just all of amenities that you look for having a family grow up. Now, work-related, I think people travel back and forth to Chicago, Milwaukee, or other major parts, but we do have a lot of facilities right close by that are big brands like Abbott and AbbVie, and some of these are so where a lot of people work. Mm-hmm. So I think that the working, we have a great solution because you can work not downtown, but you can work outside in the suburbs and still live in Lake Villa.
Well, the chain of lakes, I know a little bit about that, and I've been by there, but I've not spent time. Is it a bunch of lakes that are connected? Is it one lake? What does that all like or mean?
It is. The chain of lakes is one of the biggest bodies of water that's interconnected with one lake to another through channels. Some of the lakes that we have are just separate lakes, but the chain of lakes is definitely a big boating way, and it attracts thousands of people out there. In fact, we just had a ride here. It was called the Chain Gang, and we had almost 300 to 400 PWCs riding from one location to another. And we do that annually every year, and it's become a very, very popular sport. Boating in our area is huge. It's big.
What's the kind of boat people buy these days? Is it a pontoon? Is it a speedboat? I suppose you've got wave runners there, too.
That's a great question you're asking. Yeah, that's a great question because, you know, pontoon boats have taken over a lot of that. I think pontoon boats are about 50% of the market now over because it's a family boat. And I know we sell the switches for made by BRP, and we also sell other pontoon boats or so. I think that people like that because it's a family deal. They can put maybe 10 or 15 people on a boat and go out and enjoy it. They can fish off it. They can pull a tuber with it. They can pull a water skier with it. It serves a lot of versatile type things to use. So I think a family orientation, it's not about speed. It's just about going out and enjoying the day on the water, swimming off of it, and being involved just outside.
Although I was on a friend's boat this week out on Lake Michigan, and his boat was pretty big, and it puts up a big wake. We were way out on the lake, and then here come the wave runners, and they go, you know, perpendicular to the wake that we create. And those guys were airborne. It was something to see.
Well, you know, that's that boat throws off a wake in back of it. So they want to take those PWCs, the personal watercraft, and they want to jump those waves. They get it's a lot of fun to do. But as long as they don't interfere with the operation of the other boater, I think they're okay. But we have to do it in a safe manner.
Yep. Well, that's what the guy riding in the boat was saying. I watched. He was concerned about what was happening behind him. I don't know that you and I have met in person, but I know we've been to the same place a couple of times because you were a friend of our Bob Collins, weren't you?
Oh, my God. Yes, I was. And I'm glad you brought that up, John, because Bob Collins and I were very, very good friends. Bob and I met through the motorcycle industry, and he was a big rider, you know, nationally. And he always liked the Harley-Davidsons, but he also liked Honda motorcycles, and he always rode a Goldwing. So Bob and our family, my whole family got so close to Bob Collins. Bob and Chris, you know, Bob actually picked up his dog. If we can talk a little bit about Bob Collins here. Bob Collins, excuse me, actually got his dog from Lake Villa. And you know what he named his dog? Booger.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember that or not, but Bob Collins was. So we have a special deal. Everybody knew when Bob Collins was in Lake Villa because Bob would come out and visit, you know. And, oh, my gosh, so many people got to know him. And I had the privilege of knowing him. I had the privilege of being with him a lot. And it's just a terrible deal that we lost him.
Yeah. I know you were a pallbearer at Bob's funeral. And Bob filled every room. And it sounds like he filled every town that he was in, too. He was a larger-than-life personality, and he's missed. Ted, it's nice to talk to you today. Ted is the owner, the president, the CEO of Nielsen Enterprises. Okay, next time I'm out your way, I'll knock on your door, Ted. It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, please do. Please do. And it's been a privilege being on your show. I've heard so much about you, and I think that Lake Villa is very privileged to have you guys come into our town and check us out. But please, if you're in town or you're coming this way, I'd be more than happy to sit down and talk to you and maybe sell you a motorcycle.
I knew that was coming. All right, Ted. Take care.
All right. You have a good day. Thank you.
That's Ted Nielsen, your hometown featuring Lake Villa. Sponsored by McDonald's and the Village of Lake Villa.